Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Gads, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. Yeah, we definitely have got the thunderstorms on the way. We got a lot of thunder activity at the moment. No rain yet in Hanover, but we'll keep you up to speed. Some of it's going to be very, very, very strong, so beware of that. Our friends out in Charlottesville, you know, Rob Schilling, I think, is just one of the best talk show hosts out there. He's based in Charlottesville, does a great job. Nobody really covers Charlottesville like he does. Last time he was on, and it has been too long, and I apologize about that, but he was telling us about this run-in, this dust-up he had trying to vote in Albemarle County and the problems he ran into. His attorney, Matt Hardin, was with them at that time, and they had a legal action that they were undertaking. Well, I'm happy to tell you, if I understand it correctly, we can score one for the good guys, and they're here, Matt and Rob. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Jeff. Good to talk with you again. Thank you so much for your kind words.
Absolutely. The pleasure is mine. It's good to hear your voice. Should we start with your attorney to get the details on this?
Let's do it.
All right. All right, Matt. I'm sorry, counselor. Approach the bench and tell us exactly what has happened.
Well, Rob has just reached a settlement of his lawsuit. It was a few months in the making, but the judge refused to dismiss the lawsuit and ruled that his constitutional rights were violated when they denied him entry to the polls and assaulted him while he was trying to vote in the Democrat primary last year. Wow. And now that the judge ruled that the suit would not be dismissed, the county's going to pay up.
Nice. All right. Now, is this one of those settlements where you're not allowed to discuss numbers?
Well, the county's actually has insisted that it not be kept confidential, which is the reverse of what government normally does. So at some point, this settlement is going to come out. I think that Rob and I would like it to come out from them because we think that they have some explaining to do. So we're somewhat reticent to go into the details ourselves.
Okay. No.
And hope that they'll release it and they'll talk about it and explain to the taxpayers what they've done.
Yeah. All right. So I won't ask you for the numbers, but Matt, the next time we contact Rob, will he be on a South Pacific island somewhere that he bought?
Well, I've always said that the good news is Rob has always filed lawsuits because he thinks that it's the way to make the world work a little bit better. It's the way to ensure that all voters are protected. So he's never been about getting rich, and unfortunately, neither have I. So we're probably not going to invite you to the South Pacific.
All right. Well, Rob, let me get you in on this, man. Look, you are a professional talk show host. And as I said, I enjoy listening to you. I think you're a great, great, solid guy. So just remind everybody this story, because the story was appalling when I heard it at first. But I want everybody to hear it so they understand why you're fighting this fight.
Yeah. So I went to vote at the Woodbrook precinct here in Albemarle County, where I voted for many years. And when I had been there in the presidential election in 2020, I had encountered a little bit of turbulence, some rude treatment from the elections officials. So I decided that I would call in advance in an email to the registrar's office and speak with the registrar to make sure that I was going to be allowed to vote without a mask. I have a philosophical opposition to mask mandates, and I was assured by the registrar of voters that that would be fully appropriate.
Okay.
And so I went over to this precinct, which was a very low traffic precinct held at an elementary school, and I showed up without a mask, and I was immediately confronted and stopped at the gateway by the precinct chair, Leo Malik, who happens coincidentally to be the husband of one of the Board of Supervisor members, a Democrat here in Albemarle County, who didn't want to let me in. And we got into what I would call an argument, although I certainly kept my cool, and I would say he did as well. But I looked down for a second. When I looked up again, Leo Malik's mask was pulled down while he was yelling at me to put a mask on. I called that to his attention, and Leo Malik went scurrying out the door with a sheepish look on his face. I proceeded down the hall, and one of his henchmen came running in front of me and laid a body block into me and then has put his hands on me. I told him to take his hands off. I kept going, went into the room, and yet a third stooge came up and put his hands on me, and I ordered him to take his hands off. And then I was delayed while they called over to the registrar and verified that I was allowed to vote without a mask. It was an atrocious abridgment of my rights. It was an assault. And by the way, it's all caught on camera. If people want to see it, I have the video posted on my website at shillingshow.com.
Yes, you absolutely have to watch the shillingshow.com. You better spell that because it's not exactly the common spelling.
Yeah, it's S-C-H-I-L-L-I-N-G show, S-H-O-W.com, and people, it's easy to find, and the video's right up there at the first story.
So you are, as your attorney alludes to, Rob, you're not new to filing lawsuits when something happens that's wrong. In this case, you filed it. Were you, honestly now, were you expecting that it would go your way, or did you think, once again, some of the books might be cooked?
Well, you never know what's going to happen in the legal system today, and it's unfortunate because it should be a little more predictable than it is. But I have great trust in my attorney, and he told me, you know, we don't generally jump into things without thinking that we have a pretty good case, yeah. And he thought this was a solid case going into it. So we were fortunate to have the right arguments at the right time. We had a reasonable judge in charge of all of this, and we got the outcome that was anticipated. I mean, anything can go wrong anytime, Jeff, but I am glad that the legal system did what it should have done in this instance.
Hey, let me ask your attorney for a second. Matt, when we're talking about the system Rob alludes to, was this the state system, the federal system? Refresh our memories.
Well, we filed in federal court in the Western District of Virginia, and I will say the court's decision refusing to dismiss Mr. Schilling's complaint was a published decision. So it's now binding on the Western District of Virginia, which is, you know, about the Western 80 or 90% of the state.
Right.
So this decision has had an impact on other people, and they were interpreting the U.S. Constitution, saying that Mr. Schilling had a constitutional right to vote. He's not just voting because he's a good guy. He's voting because that's our right as American citizens.
Right.
And when the state and local elections officials try and impede you, that's a constitutional violation. It's a big deal.
So, Rob, listen, everybody in Charlottesville knows you, and I've got to think that some of these leftists see you coming down the street and go, I got to go. You know, it's like a cartoon exit stage left, I assume. You're living your life okay now, but you know something's going to happen, right?
You know, this is the way it's been here. I've been a high-profile individual in this town going back to my election as a city councilor, the last Republican probably in history, back in 2002. But it's funny that, you know, sometimes, Jeff, as I tell people on the radio, you may not like my politics, but someday I may be your best friend, because I host people on my program that may disagree with me completely politically. But if we have something in common or I'm concerned for their plight, I give them time. And so I've built up a lot of goodwill over the years, even though there are a lot of people that hate my politics.
But you know what? In my view of the world, Rob, I think that's the right thing to do. There comes a point, and I don't know if it comes with age, it comes with family relations, whatever it is, but you just kind of look at it and go, look, there are some things that are right, there's some things that are wrong, and yeah, we're not going to see eye to eye on every political thing, but as you point out, if you can help somebody that needs help, it's far more important than bickering about D's and R's.
It absolutely is, and it's the way I've conducted myself on the air and during my 15-year tenure, and I intend to do that every day that I'm on the air. I always tell people that all points of view are welcome, and I know you understand and operate the same way, and that's how we have a better conversation.
Absolutely. All right, so it's not a South Pacific Island. Just between us, Rob, is it like a new car? Is it brand new Cadillac? No, Escalade, no. All right, you're going to be able to buy lunch and go to Core Brothers at the very least.
I would say In-N-Out Burger, but there's none close by.
All right. Well, listen, we got to get you down this way sometime. You come and have the Jeff Katz sandwich at Jake's place. That'll be my treat
I would love that. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Absolutely. Rob, always good chatting with you. We'll get you back real soon. Like I said, I like to check in every couple of weeks, see what the heck's going on out there in Seaville. Matt Harden, thank you very much for once again doing some heavy lifting. I don't know if Rob is your most active client, but I would imagine he's keeping you fairly active, even though it doesn't sound like there's a lot of windfalls, but you're doing the right thing, and I think that's what's important, Matt.
And thank it's you, always Dad. More fun to work with Rob.
I hear you. All right. Gentlemen, have a great weekend. I appreciate you dropping by. That's Rob Schilling. He really is a great talk show host. He's based out in Charlottesville. And I know people sometimes go, it's only an hour away. It's only 70 miles, whatever it is. I got news for you. It's like an entirely different world. And Rob's got his finger on the pulse of that, and that's why we bring him in every couple of weeks. Matt Harden, based in D.C., he's an attorney, but he fights these cases. And I am really so happy to hear that a positive settlement has been reached. And that's going to be interesting. We'll obviously wait for Albemarle County to announce what the financial settlement is, because there's a dollar figure associated with it. And remember now what Rob said, what Matt said. That's taxpayer money, my friends, right? Taxpayers of Albemarle County may look at this and go, really? You wouldn't let the guy vote and it cost us how much? Well, 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.